Good evening. This is Sarah Voss here interviewing Carrie Reyes on the 18th of November. Mrs. Reyes is at her house in Michigan, and I am at a different house also in Michigan. We are using StoryCorps Connect to conduct this interview. Carrie is my fiance's grandma and also my surrogate nana. I chose to do this interview with her because she has always made the decision to put family first. Carrie has had a successful career, 3 daughters, and has been married for over 50 years. I am 20 years old, and Nana, is it okay if I tell how old you are?
68.
Okay, thank you. Mrs. Reyes, do you consent to being recorded?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just going to get started, if that's okay. What kinds of messages did you receive as a child about how little girls should behave?
To be good, to be quiet, not to fight, especially with the siblings, because there were 6 girls. And just to behave, you know, be a good girl.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you were maybe, I know because, you know, it was all girls, it's kind of hard to quantify this, but do you feel like it was pressed more for you to be good, to be quiet than maybe like your male peers?
I don't know. I couldn't relate back then because there were no boys.
Yeah.
You know, it was just all about the girls, so.
Right. And that's kind of interesting because, you know, you only had sisters and then you married into a family with a lot of sisters, and then you had 3 girls.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. And now you finally have some boy grandbabies, but
a lot of boys now. Yeah.
Okay. So the next question is, what kinds of toys were you given and what kinds of games were you allowed or encouraged to play? And when I say games, it could be like board games, but it's also like imaginative play. Like what kinds of, like, did you feel like you like played outside a lot, or was it a lot of like maybe like doctor, like mom, like house, you know?
We did that a lot since there were a lot of us, and we were the older girls, the 3 older, which one was me, you know, played outside a lot. I can remember there was wheat field right beside the farmhouse, and we would go trample down the wheat and make houses out of them, and then we would run from one room to the other room and play house like that. But then of course you know, I played with the Barbies. The Barbie dolls were very popular then too. Then we had our board games and a lot of coloring and stuff like that, very simple toys.
Yeah. Are like still like the same board games that you feel like are in, I don't know, like Sorry and like Monopoly, like Life, was it all still like the same?
Yes. Yes. They're okay. The same games.
Isn't that funny how some things change so rapidly, and then board games, it's like, nope, still the same like 4 pillar.
Yep.
Okay, what kinds of messages were you given about what you were supposed to do when you became an adult?
Not so much. I think I was just expected to, when I got older, you know, you graduate from high school, you get married, you know, you have kids. There wasn't a lot of talk of going to college. You know, college was not, you know, a real big thing back then, and neither of my parents went to college, so I wasn't pressed to do that. So it was just, you know, graduate high school, get a job, get married, have kids, you know, just that, and be a good girl.
Yeah.
The next question will show you how I did in that department.
So the next question is, did you ever do any things or want to do any things that your elders, like your parents, caretakers, or teachers told you that weren't appropriate for girls or women to do? Did you?
Oh, I would go riding around in the car with boys. I would skip school. But this, again, isn't pertaining to boy versus girl or anything. This was just, I don't think that was a big deal back then, you know, or as I was growing up, my head was in the clouds. You know, I would just sort of, you know, if it didn't pertain to me immediately, I just sort of went along with my wife, like just, you know, floating along. So.
So, what was it that you were skipping school and that's why you weren't allowed to be like kind of driving around with boys, or was it more that you were alone with?
I was alone.
Okay. Yeah.
And they didn't think I was old enough.
Okay.
Even though I had a boyfriend that I was with and riding around, which by the way is my husband right now.
I was waiting when you would bring him up. Okay, and the next question is, in your opinion, how does society treat older women?
I think it's, what's the word? I think they're biased against them. Like when you get old, you shouldn't, you're sort of put away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't matter, you know? And she, you know, because she's older, she doesn't want to do these things and stuff like that. It's just, you know, sort of out of sight, out of mind, you know,
right.
Sort of like that. So.
And I know that, you know, you worked with older populations, especially of women, for a long time. And so do you feel personally like they have given all that they like can give? Do you feel like they shouldn't have any like respect?
No, yeah. Not at all. Not at all. Well, the people that I worked with, you know, were even older than I am now because I worked in the long-term care. They were very, very smart ladies. And if you sat down and talked to them, it's amazing what they had to say.
So, yeah.
Yep.
That's kind of the answer I knew you were going to give, but I wanted I wanted you to say it.
Okay. Okay.
How have you been and how have you been treated as an older woman?
I think, you know, I have been forgotten a little bit, you know. But I am the kind of person that puts myself out there. It's like, hey, you, here I am, you know, and stuff like that. But still, you know, the older generation, when you, you know, you get older, you just, they sort of just move you away a little bit. So.
Just kind of push you to the side.
Yeah. Yeah. But so I tend to put myself out there a little bit, you know.
So. I will say that also, Nana, you have aged remarkably well. Very, very well.
What and now? So, I did not.
I said you have aged very, very well.
Well, thank you.
And I feel like a lot of people, including myself, always think that you're much younger than you are.
Oh.
So it's kind of different because you know, maybe someone doesn't treat you the same way that they would if your beauty and your youth wasn't sticking a lot, you know, like around as like well as it was.
Yes. Yes. It's like, I even think of it that, you know, not just me, but a lot of women these days do not look as old as they are, as old as what I remembered when I was younger, that like what grandmas looked back in the 60s is totally different what they look now. So
yeah. Okay. And then since we have a little time left, I was just going to ask like a more personal question. What is one thing that you're most proud of from like your pretty much your whole life, just like the whole.
The way my girls have turned out. Very proud of my girls, all three of them.
Mm-hmm. And they've all gone on to do pretty amazing things in their careers. Yes. And then have also managed to have a family. And my question is, do you feel like what things did you stress while they were growing up that you think has a hand in that?
College. From the word go, you know, it's because my husband and I, you know, neither one of us graduated high school. Neither one of us mm-hmm. did. And yet both of us went on for higher education, you know, mm-hmm. and went to college, you know, to two different colleges, two different careers, you know, and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So I always stressed to go to college so you can get a job so you do not have to depend on any man for money. That's what I said.
Okay, thank you so much for your time, and thank you so much for the candency of your answers. This was really great. I'm really glad that I got to talk to you about this, because I had a lot of these questions when I was reading through them. I was like, wow, I really wonder what she's going to say about this.
I didn't say anything bad, right?
No, of course not. No. Yeah. I don't think any of the answers could have been bad. You know, there is no bad or good. They're just interesting no matter what.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to end it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'll see you next Thursday.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
It won't stop recording. Okay. Muted. Stop recording.
It won't stop recording.
Okay, what do I do if it won't stop recording? Wait, don't leave. Oh no, don't leave. Absolute chaos. It's probably because I'm using my phone.